Mishnah and Menachos, Pasuk Tes on the base. The end of the Mishnah says, Soir Shliyama Kippurim, Necha La Erev. The Korban Musa from Yom HaKippurim was the Korban Chatos. And this Korban Chatos, he had a mitzvah sachilos, a mitzvah sachilos kodshim. And the problem is, since it's brought on Yom Kippur, we can't eat the mitzvah achilos. So what do we do about the mitzvah achilos kodshim that applies also to the Korban Chatos, the soil of Yom HaKippurim that is brought on Yom HaKippurim? So the Mishnah says, it's Nechal Va'erim. It's been eating in the evening. In the evening, Moitzei Yom Kippur, that's the time that the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achilas, kodshin. The Mishnah's Mamshech, the Habavlim, Oichlim Oisoi Kshuhu Chai, Nepnei Shadaitum Yofik. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is talking about that Yom HaKippurim, it's Chal on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the time that Yom Kippur is Chal. That's when it's brought the Korban Chatos. Now, on Friday, you can't eat the basar because it's Yom HaKippurim. When's the first time that you're able to eat the Bsar Kodshim? Only on Lil Shabbos. Now, the mitzvah is Achilas Yom V'Layla. Once it's brought on Yom HaKippurim, so the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, the Korban Chatos, is eaten the time that it's supposed to be eaten at, is the Yom HaAkrova, the Yom that it's brought in. And also the same night that it was brought. That means that if the korban was brought on Yom HaKippurim Shechal be'erev Shabbos, so the last time you can eat the basar is only during Lil Shabbos. After Lil Shabbos, Shabbos morning, already you can't eat it. So when was it eaten? It was eaten Lil Shabbos. Now Lil Shabbos we have a problem. The basar is raw meat and it's not cooked. You can't cook on Shabbos. So it comes out that the eating of the korban was basar chai. The Lashon HaMishnah is the bravlim oichlim oisoi kshehu chai mipnei shedaitam yofi. That means the meat taka wasn't cooked. The basar, the meat itself, was raw. And the bravlim, there were people that were oil of the bovel, mibovel. Those people can eat the basar even though it was raw meat, they were able to eat it. And this is the way they ate the basar of the korban chatos. So Yom HaKippurim. That's what the Mishnah says. Now there's a famous kasha. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Chovdal, the Chovdal on the base. There's a maimer in the Gemara like this. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Avohu, Omar Rav Yochanan, Kol Isurim Shevatoiro En Loikim Aleihem Elo Derech Achiloson. All Isurim, all Lavim in the Torah, all Loisaser Shevatoiro. You have malchus and every loisa says sheyesh bo ma'ase. So the way you get malchus is only if you eat your oiver on iser chelev or iser dam derech achilosim. Derech achilosim means the way that people are used to eat. That you shouldn't have any shinu. You have to eat the thing that is usually the way it's supposed to be eaten always. But if you eat it that in a way that it's not supposed to be eating, in that case you have no malchus. The Gemara says, what's the case it's talking about? The miyutei mai, Omar Rav Shimi bar Ashi, lemiyutei shim ochal chelev chai shepotur. So the Gemara brings down an example. What's the example of shaloi kederech achilosoi? So the Gemara brings down, if you eat chelev chai, chelev, there's an iser menatarati, chelev. And if you eat the chelev chai, that means raw chelev, without being cooked, in that case, it's called shaloi kederech achilosei. So even though chelev is something that the Torah asers, but since you're eating it raw, and the people usually don't eat this chelev raw, it comes out that it's shaloi kederech. That's not the usual way you eat it. Since it's done in not the usual way, it's shaloi kederech achilosei. That's the klal, Rabbi Yechon says, that if you eat something that is not allowed to be eating, you're potter, there's no malchus. And most achronim hold your potter legamri. That means there's no iser min haTorah. Since it's shalei kederech achilos. So coming up, we have a gemara, a mefurish gemara in Sochim, that isurei Torah, if you do it shalei kederech achilos, macholos isurei, if you eat it in not the usual way, you're potter. Now, the Mishnah Melech, the Perakemi, Yisoy De HaTorah, brings a question. He's choiker, what's the din legabe mitzvahs ese? The Gemara is talking about mitzvahs lois ese. And lavim. And then it says in the Gemara that you have a ptur shaloi kederich achibose. What's the din leinian mitzvahs ese? We have a mitzvahs matzah min HaTorah shal achilo. We have other mitzvahs that you have mitzvahs achilo min HaTorah. The question is, what will be the din applying to mitzvahs ese? Does that, what the Gemara we find in Pesachim is talking about Lois Ese, does this din apply also Le'inyan Mitzvahs Ese, that we're saying that if somebody eats matzah, Shalei Kederech Achilasoi, it comes out that he's also not Makayim a mitzvah. When the Torah says you have a mitzvah Shalach Be'erev Teichu Matzis, it means, the Torah means, that you have to eat the matzah the usual way people eat it. But if you eat it in a certain way, L'moshal, for an example, you do it in achila gaso, in a way it's not supposed to be eating. They're not the usual way. So just like we find in the Gemara of Pesachim, that legavi isurim, it's shalei kederech achilasei, there's no iser. So the same thing would apply legavi mitzvah sese, since it's not the usual way, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah sese. That's the chkira of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Michas Chinuch in a few places, the Mitzvah Kuflan Adalid, the Mitzvah Zayin, he says that that you're not Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sese, that the same thing we find in the Gemara of Pesachim, that you're not Mekayim, that you're not Oiver in the Loisese, if you eat a Chalekaderach Achilosoi, also the Indian of Mitzvah Sese. So the question is like this. If that's the case, we just learned now in the Mishnah here in Bimenachis, we find the Mishnah says that the Bavlim ate the basar of the Sar Shal Yom HaKippurim, they ate it as raw meat. The question is, also by Kodshim, we find that there's a mitzvah sesa b'achilas Kodshim. It's a mitzvah sesa like every mitzvah sesa. So the question is, just like we find that if you eat chaylev chai, raw chaylev, it's shalei kederach achilosoi, so there's no loisese involved, there's no lav, so the same thing should apply, that there's no mitzvah sesa. So the question is, how does it say in the Mishnah that the Bavlim used to eat the basar chai, the raw meat? They comes out that they weren't mekayim the mitzvah sese, they were mevatel the mitzvah sese of achilas kochim. That's the question of the achronim in this Mishnah. So we'll find today, we'll talk about three main drachim to answer this question. The main derech we find is the Beit HaLevi. Beit HaLevi, Chelek Gimel, Siman and Aleph, or Gimel and Dalet, he talks about this question. He brings another few examples, Le'inyan, Psar Kodshim, that we see that there's a little difference between Psar Kodshim and every mitzvah. Psar Kodshim we find in the Gemara Yomo that the Lechem Aponim was Mischalek, was divided out, that each one got less than a kezais. Higiani Kepol. Kepol, the Lashon the Gemara, Rashi says Kapul is less than a kezayis. Even though Meisa Achila Shul Mitzvah Shul Kol HaTorah Kula, you need Achila Shul Kezayis. But the Achilas Kochim, we find that even less than a kezayis, they were Mekayim the Mitzvah Achila. That's what we find in the Gemara Niyum. And the Menachas Chinuch Take asks, L'chora Mitzvah Shul Kochim is a Mitzvah like we find in all the Torah, that Ein Achila Pchusa Mekezayis. So how? In the Mitzvah Achilas Kochim we find that even Pochus Mekezayis, less than a Kezayis, you were also Yotze the Mitzvah. That's the second question. The third question we find that the difference is the Gemara in Nazir, Rish Lakish says that if somebody eats a Korban Pesach, the Achila Gaso, v'shaloi the Kavonas Mitzvah, so Lashon Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish says that he's mekayim a mitzvah, just it's not a mitzvah min a mufchor. And the Turei Evin there asks, well, the Reish Lakish himself holds that the Kol HaTorah Kula we need mitzvah tzrichos kavona. There's a special din. We have a machlokes a mitzvah tzrichos kavona or mitzvah ein tzrichos kavona. Reish Lakish holds, Reish Lakish shita is that mitzvah tzrichos kavona. The question is, Reish Lakish himself says in Nazir that the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, even though it was done Shaloi, the Kavanas Mitzvah, he was Yetzi Vei, HaMitzvah. The Torah even asks, it's not like Rish Lakishita and Kol HaTorah Kula, that mitzvah is Shrichas Kavana. So we have three differences in Achilas Kodshim. We have, first of all, we said, L'chorah L'gabi Shalok K'derech Achilosai, that's our Mishnah here in Menachos. That's the first example. That Shalok K'derech Achilo, L'chorah, there shouldn't be any mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. The second thing we find in the Gemara in Yuma Lamedtes, that even Pochis Mekezayis, Yom Mekayim a mitzvah Shal Achilas Kodshim. The third example is Le'inyan mitzvah is Shrichas Kavona. Even though Rish Lakish holds the Kol HaTorah Kulo that you need Kavona, K'dei L'kayim mitzvah Esei, you need Kavona, the Kavona is Ma'akiv, the Kim HaMitzvah, but we find by Achilas Kodshim that even Shalei the Kavona, Yom Mekayim the mitzvah. So the Beit HaLevi gives a yesod, a big yesod, that there's a big chiluk between the mitzvahs ese of Achilas Kodshim than the other mitzvahs of Achilas Shel Kol HaTorah Kulo. The mitzvahs ese, we find every mitzvahs ese, or leisase, it's a chiyuv or a leisase on the gavra, on the person. The person is muzhar, is not allowed, or the person is mechuyav, he's chayiv to Achilas Matzah. There's a chiyuv on the gavra. The chayvas ha-gavra, he has to make a ma'isa achila. A ma'isa achila. Now we have all these type of tnoim, what's called a ma'isa achila. Ma'isa achila has to be done shkederech achila. Ma'isa achila has to be shir shel kezayis. And a ma'isa achila has to be rekayim ha-mitzvah, you need kavon according to Rish Lakish Sito. But mitzvah achilas kochim, there's a big difference. Achilas kochim, there's not a mitzvah on some certain person to eat the kodshim. The mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim is that the Psar HaKodshim, the korban, has to be eaten. Not that the person has a chiyuv to eat the kodshim, Ella, the chiyuv is that the kodshim, the Psar Kodshim, the korban itself, has to be eaten. It's a din in the cheftza, that the cheftza, the basar, the cheftza, the korban, has to be eaten. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum Mitzvah and all the mitzvahs like Achilas Matzah or the Gabi Achilas Korban Pesach also, the Beis HaLevi says. There's a mitzvah on the Gavra. There's a mitzvah on the person. He has a chiyuv to eat Matzah on Lil Pesach. He has a chiyuv to eat the Korban Pesach, Bashir Kazayis. That's chiyuv HaGavra, to eat. Once he has a chiyuv that he has to do a Ma'isa Achila, here we have all these tnoim how to do this Ma'isa Achila. Regarding Achilas Kodshim, there's no certain person here that he's chayiv to eat the korban. The mitzvah is, once you shoich at the korban, we have a psar kodshim. Before us, the psar kodshim itself, the mitzvah is that it has to be eaten up. It has to be, the way it goes out of the world is al yidei the ma'isa achila, al yidei achila. But there's no mitzvah on the gavra, the mitzvah is in the guf ha-korban. The korban has to be nechal. The korban has to be eaten. So the Beis HaLevi says like this. When the mitzvah is that the gavra, the person, has to do a ma'is achila, here we have all these knowing how to do it. But when the mitzvah is to be eaten, here there's no din derech achila. There's no din that you have to do dafka kezayis. And even if you have no kavana, that's also mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because, after all, the korban is being eaten. And that's the main mitzvah here. The mitzvah is that the korban should be eaten, and the korban taka was eaten. That's the three chilukim we find, the Beis HaLevi's Miyasid, we find that Achilas Kodshim is not like all the mitzvahs Achilas Shel Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's the big yesod of the Beis HaLevi. All the achrayim, a lot of achrayim taka bring this Beis HaLevi, and they bring it to other dinim, and other dinim in the Torah Kula, like we find with Gabi Mitzvah Shvis, something that has Kedusha Shvis, there's a mitzvah Shel Ochlo. So also there, the Divrei Yechezkel, the Siman Tesvov, he's Marech, that just like we find in Kodshim, there's a difference if there's a mitzvah on the Gavra that he should do the Ma'isa Achila, or the mitzvah is in the Cheftza, that it should be eaten. So he applies it to other dinim in the Torah, like mitzvah shvis, there's a din la'ochlo v'loy l'schoira. Also there, the Divrei Yechezkel says, according to the Beis HaLevi, if you eat peiros shvis, shaloi k'derech achila, it's also miskayim, the mitzvah shel la'ochlo. because the main mitzvah is the Pirishli should be eaten, not to do schoira. The main thing should be, you should use the Pirishli to be eaten. And there the mitzvah is also, just like we find in Kochim, that even Shleika Derech Achila is Miskayim the mitzvah. That's what you say to the Beis Halevi. That's the one derech we find. Another derech we find, the Tesis here, B'daf Kuf. Tesis B'daf Kuf, the Menaches, the Loshon HaTesis, Tesis brings down like this. The Bavlim, Loshon HaTesis, Afol Gav, the mitzvah ka'avde, Shalei Avoy Lidei Noisa, Lefi Shehergilu Atzmon K'moiken Lo'eichlom Chayim. Af the Kolashonim the Mechzeker of Tenusa. Tosis brings down that the Bavlim Taka did a mitzvah. But what was the mitzvah, Tosis says? Shaloi Yavol Lidei Noisa. Loshon HaTosis, that Pashtus Loshon HaTosis, that they weren't the kind of mitzvah Shal Achilas Kodshin. Loshon HaTosis, but that's Kufa Medalev, the first Tosis, that the mitzvah was that they were, that they arranged that it wouldn't be coming till the day Noisar. We have Noisar. Once it comes in the morning, after Yom V'Layla, so the din is that Kodshim, after Zman Achilasam is finished, after the Yom V'Layla, the Zman Achilas Kodshim is finished. So here, once it's finished, it comes that the Torah says that this Basar, it becomes Noisar. And whoever eats this, you have a din sreif on the noisa, whoever eats it has a chiv kores. So in order to make that it won't become to noisa, that's the reason why the Bavlim ate it, even though it was raw meat. So the Rashash here says that we see l'chir from Divya Tesis, that Tesis comes to answer the kasha we asked before him. L'chir, there's a mitzvah, achilas kodshim. Sholei kederach achila, you're not making the mitzvah. So it comes out according to Tosfos that Taka, they weren't the kind of mitzvah. The whole reason, but we find the Bavlim ate it, their inyan was in order that it should become nicer. It comes out that Taka, Loilam, the Kodshim, there's no difference between Kodshim, the Koyla Terakula, that we can always say that there's a Dinch Kederach Achila. And whenever it's not Kederach Achila, you're not the kind of the mitzvah. But the reason the Bavlim ate the meat, even though it was raw, and it's Shalei Kederach Achila, just like you find in the Gemara Mesachim, the reason was in order to, that it shouldn't become noisa. The meat shouldn't become noisa. And the Dibri Yecheskel says, Becher, according to Tais, comes out that you don't have to come onto the Yisod of the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi is without Dibri HaTaisis. So that's the second Derech. Derech HaTaisis here, on this question, the main question we asked on the Mishnah, L'chayr the Bavlim that ate the meat when it was raw, L'chayr was Shalei Kederach Achila. So we have two terutz in the meantime. Veis HaLevi Yisoy, that Achilas Kodshim is Choluk V'Yisoydoi Mi Mitzvahs Achila Shul Kol HaTayr Kula. The second answer we find in Tosfos, that Taka they weren't Mekayim Mitzvahs Achila, it was just an order that it shouldn't become Noisar. I want to be Moisif one prat on Gabi, the Yisod of the Veis HaLevi. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf on the Dalid, he brings a machloikis. There's a big argument between the Shagisai and the Minchas Chinuch. L'inyan mitzvah sachilas of Kodshim mekorm Pesach. If the mitzvah is yoyotze bekezayis, or there's a mitzvah on every chelik and chelik, every part and part of the korban of the psar Kodshim, you have a mitzvah says. According to the Minchas Chinuch, once the koyan is oichel kezayis basar from the korban, he's yoytzi rechei basar. The rest of the meat, there's no mitzvah sese. There's no mitzvah sese on the rest of eating the rest of the meat. You just have to make sure that it won't become tenaisa. But the mitzvah sese applies only in the first kezayis. That's according to the Minchas Chinuch. According to the Shagisaye, there's a mitzvah on every part and part of the kodshim. There's a mitzvah of achilas hakorban. L'chayra, according to the Beis HaLevi, it's mistaber, like the Shagasai, that the mitzvah is, since the mitzvah it's not a chiyuv on the gavra to eat the basar, that you can say that it's a mitzvah just like you have a chiyuv, a chiyuv shel matzah, you have a kezayis, and you yotze the kezayis, The mitzvah, according to the Beit HaLevi, the mitzvah is that the tzar kochim should be nechal. That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's kiyum mitzvah ha-korban. It's mistaber that every part that is called kochim, that tak is tzar ha-korban, you have a mitzvah, you have a kiyum mitzvah b'achilosu. Just the difference would be that the Shagasayah applies also by Korban Pesach and also by Psar Kodshim. There's no Chiluk. The Michas Chiluk and the Shagasayah, their argument applies also by Korban Pesach and also by Shar Kodshim. They don't make any difference between these two mitzvahs, Shalachilas Korban Pesach and Shar Kodshim. According to the Michas Chiluk, Yoytze v'Kizayis, the rest of the Basar is only Shiroyavoli de Noiso, and according to Shagasayah, there's a mitzvah on every Kizayis and Kizayis of the Korban. According to Beit HaLevi, L'chorah, the din would be that there's a chiluk between Korban Pesach and other kodshim. Korban Pesach, the Beit HaLevi says, the mitzvah is, just like we find the chiyuv achilas matzah, there's a chiyuv on the gavur to eat matzah below Pesach, v'erev toichu matzah, and yeyetze v'kizayis. And that's a mitzvah achilo. Hu adin, the same din applies, v'gavi Korban Pesach, it's a mitzvah on the gavur to eat kizayis Korban Pesach. And therefore, the Beit HaLevi says, "When in Korban Pesach, there we find that you have to do dafke derech achilosei, and there kizayis is likuvo, and also mitzvah tzrichas kavona." The Beit HaLevi brings a raya that regarding Korban Pesach, mitzvah tzrichas kavona, according to the person that holds, according to the Manda Omar, that mitzvah bekola terikula, mitzvah tzrichas kavona, that applies also regarding Korban Pesach. According to the Beit HaLevi, mistabesh Korban Pesach yoyte bekizayis. If we ask, what's the din about the other, the Shah HaBosar, Linyan Korban Pesach? So the Chorah, since it's a Chayvas Gavro, you're the Yoytze B'Kazayis. So here, L'Gavi Korban Pesach, the Mechus Chinuch would be right. But the Inyan, the Tzar Kodshim, that we find that there's a difference. L'Gavi Tzar Kodshim, according to the Beis HaLevi, that the mitzvah is not Chayvas HaGavro to eat the basar. Ela the chiyuv is on the cheftz of the korban. Here the shagasari would be right. So it comes out that in the argument of the shagasari and the Michas Chinuch, we have a pshara. According to the Beit HaLevi, it would be a difference between Korban Pesach, that the mitzvah would be achilo yoytze b'kizayis. The evil in Shar Kodshim, hadin yeh kmo shagasari, that each chelik and chelik in the korban yemekayem the mitzvah. As in the meantime, we have two ways, two drachim, to explain the Mishnah of the Bablam Oichim Oisoik Shuchai. The third derech we find in the Teferes Yisrael here in the Mishnayos on this Mishnah, Teferes Yisrael also brings this kasha. Lashon of Teferes Yisrael is like this. After he brings the sugya in Tzachim, Chelev Chai, it's Shalei Kederech Achilosle, like we brought in the beginning of the Shir. The first result is like this. Alma, the cold bosa behem achai achilosoi loishme achil. Lini nisu. The harei, the mishnah melech, the yisoy de atoilo, gam yedei mitzvah lo yotso, ksha achal shum dovo shaloi kederech achilosoi. Im ken, ma mitzvah kimu. The achilas psalchai, michat azu. So that's the question we mentioned in the beginning of this year. The Chayra, the same thing applies, just like Legabia is or Legabia Mitzvah. So what was the key mitzvah of the Bavli? The Tzvah Yisrael says, this Yisrael, Rak midahur galu kach loimichu biyodam chachomim, de Legabi didhu shmo achila. The Tzvah Yisrael says, Amira the Yisrael, since the Bavli, Tzvah already brings down here, that the Bavlim used to eat raw meat all the year. They didn't do it only, specially, on the Yilel Shabbos, Yom HaKippur M'Shechal, Be'erev Shabbos, that they ate raw meat only on Yilel Shabbos. They ate raw meat back all year round. So he says, once the Bavlim, that was the way they ate meat, Midhu Galukach, so it comes out, the Gabi of Bavlim, for those Bavlim, that was the Derech Achila. The Yisod of Derech Achila, not Derech Achila, is that if you eat the meat, if you eat the mitzvah, the lav, in a way that you're not usually eating it, that makes it in Shalei Kederech Achila. So the Torah wasn't answering it this type of way, and the Torah, you're not making the mitzvah in a certain way. But if that's the way you usually eat it, so it comes out that by those people that's the usual eating, that's the way they eat. So by them, that's derech achilase. We gabi did who shmo achila. He's just mamshich. Mamshich, the first show goes on and says, but we find that there's a sort of bottle of dietes of kol odom, since they were unusual people, even though that was the way they usually ate meat, but they did it in an unusual fashion. Even though by them that was the way they ate meat, but it will say that bottle of dietes of kol odom, just like we find with Tzachim and Dalir Manalik. There it's talking about also somebody that eats chilev chai. First Yisrael says the tashtis, that person that ate chilev chai, it's also talking in a case that he all year round eats the chilev chai. And on that the Gemara says that it's shalei kederech achilosei. So lechayo, we should say also here, and on that the Gemara says it's botla daita, it's a kolodom. So the first Yisrael says yeshloima deshayni hocho midloy efsho sheyoychal habosso hazeh boifenach. Here the Tiferes Yisrael continues, and it's not boro legamri what he means. Tiferes Yisrael says like this: since there was no other way to eat this basar boifenach, so we don't say batla dietri. So lechayra the kavana of the Tiferes Yisrael, that every time, even if somebody has somebody unusual person that eats something, and that, all year around that's the way he eats it, we say buffalo diet, it's a mishigas. It's something not normal. But the bottom that ate this all year around, since he says the loy efshar boyfen acher, there was no what's not efshar. He means that the bosar chai, the psar of the korban chatos, shel tzar shel yom kippurim, in order for it to be eaten as a mitzvah achila. So the only way it can be eaten is only if you marger yourself, that's the way you eat basar chai, the raw meat all year round. That's the only way you can come that on Yom Kippur Mishchal, on Erev Shabbos, you can eat. You can be mekayim the mitzvah. The only way it's efshar is only if you eat it raw. Once that's the only way you can do it, so it comes out that once you use it all year round, it's not something usual, it's not a mishigas. Unusual means it's something not normal. But since the only way you can do it was done as a mahalich here, as a shita, in order to be mekayim something, so that's already not called batla daita. That's the yisod of tefelas yisrael. So the third teretz we find here is the tefelas yisrael, and the kasha, how the bavlim, they ate this meat raw, even though it's shalei kederech achilosei. The first Israel says, "Midahur gelu bekach." Since they did it all year, that's not shalei kederech achilosoi. The didhu, that means by them, by the bavlim, that's the usual way. So in that case, they taka le mekayim the mitzvah achila. If somebody else would eat it, not the bavlim, taka wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah achilas kodem kochi. Just by the bavlim, that's what the Mishnah, the Tana, explains that who ate it. What do we care who ate it? He explains who ate it to tell us that the Bavlim, only they can eat it. Because only by the Bavlim taco, you're in the Kayim, the mitzvah, shel achilas kochim. Because we got everybody else taco with shalei kedar achilas, only the Bavlim, that hugalu, kol ha-shana, that was the way they ate all the shana, they taco by them, it was kedar achilas, also the Rosh Shabbos, shechal b'moitzoy yom ha-kippur. Nimtzo that there's three drachim, like we said, to answer this famous kasha, what was the mekayim the mitzvah sachilas kodshim, even though it was basar chai. So b'ktara, we had the yisod of the Beis Halevi, the choluk b'yisod yachilas kodshim, me'achilas shel kol ha-terah kulo, that even shel kederech yoytze b'achilas kodshim. The second answer we find in Divrei HaTosfos, that taka they weren't mekayim the mitzvah. The whole inyan of the achilas habavlim was that it shouldn't come on to noisar. And the third mahalik we find here by the Tefelas Yisrael, that the Bavlim, since they ate it all the Shana, all year around, they ate raw meat, So by them, it was the regular fashion. That was the regular way how you eat meat. It comes out that the Bavlim taka, it was derech achilas. I want to be amazed with one thing, that according to the Tzavos Yisrael Yisoid, Yesh La'ayim, I heard once that this somebody from the last generation, Reb Shimon Sofer, he was the Neched, he was a grandson of the Chassam Sofer, he was a very big tzaddik and porosh, very machmil b'mitzvahs, medakdik b'mitzvahs, and he was very makbid in all mitzvahs around, but b'ikar, the Hilchos Shabbos, he, in order that chas v'sholom, chas v'chalila, he wouldn't come on to do a melech Shabbos b'shoigig, he wouldn't put on a light b'shoigig v'shabbos. So he did all week, the way he did melachas all week was kelach hayad. Kelach hayad, he used to do all the melachas kelach hayad. Why? That if chas v'sholom would come out that on Shabbos, he would do a melacha b'shoigig, he would forget. It would be Shabbos, it comes out that even if he would do the melacha, it would be done kelach hayad. Just like we found, the melachas be'ikil b'shabbos is done kedarka. The kol mesechah Shabbos we find that shaloi kedarka is a shimui. Even though it's an issur d'rabbanan, but we got the issur toyah, melachas Shabbos, you have a p'tur shel kelach hayad. And all the melachas Shabbos is applied. Now, so once he does it kelach hayad, once he got used to doing kelach hayad, memeila comes out that even if he would do the melacha on Shabbos, he wouldn't be over. He wouldn't be mischai b'kol mechatas. The effort. There was al choki yaseira. That's what they say. The Shem of Shimon Sefer. So as we can be me'ayin, according to the yaseira we find here about the Tzavos Yisrael, that he explains the Mishnah that the Bavlim, on the question that the Bavlim oichlim oisik shul chai lecheretz shalei kederech, according to the Tzavos Yisrael yaseira, since the Bavlim were marketed themselves, they got used to eating the basar chai all year around. So it comes out that according to them, their type of eating becomes, that's the usual eating by them, and it's called kederech achilasoi. That's why they were mekayim the mitzvah shel achilas kodshim, even though it was raw meat. And legabi kol olam, it's shaloi kederech. But according to the people that got used to it this fashion, according to them, if they do it, it's usual fashion. So lechera, we can be by in this case, what we find here by Rav Shimon Sofer, even though he wanted to be makil himself, chalila mi Shabbos, it would be done kelach hayad, but once he got used to that way doing it, kelach hayad, all year around, so lechera, legabi didhu, it comes out that it was a usual thing. Yes, liar. But Taka, to see the Tzavos Yisrael, and the Tzavos Yisrael, you have to understand, he Taka was Moisif, lechera bot ledaitoi, legabi kolodom, Tzavos Yisrael was Moisif, the loy efshel binyan acher. So it could be ma'ayin here, if this is called loy efshel binyan acher, the reasoning of the Shul of Shimon Sofer Taka was done as a mahalich and a shita, that he wouldn't come on Chas V'Shalom on Shabbos to do a melacha. It's not borrow that it's shaykh lehidu l'divir to those soil, but besides that, we find the Beis Halevi and Tosfos didn't hold according to that Teirut. That's the Teirut that's shaykh to those soil. They understood, we see from the Beis Halevi and from the Tosfos and all the Achrayim that didn't answer like the those soil, we see that even though we have a certain place that they all year around, they market themselves, they get used to eating in a certain fashion, that is shaloi kederech, it doesn't become kederech, Gabi, those people. It stays that it's Sadaim Shalei Kederech Achilos. And that's why we found other Tirutzim on this Kashya.